Welcome to the Heroes Wanted podcast.
Hey there, everybody. This is Kayla, otherwise known as Gwenog the Barbarian. I just wanted to take a second before this episode starts to tell you about some exciting stuff coming up for the podcast. Firstly, anyone local to the greater Cleveland area, we will be in Cleveland Heights at Critical Hit Games this coming Saturday, the 21st, from 5 p.m. till roughly 8, 9 p.m. to do a quick Pathfinder Q&A and just sort of meet some of the local fans of the podcast. Afterwards, we will be playing whatever games we have on hand. We'll be providing pizza and drink, and it's a great opportunity to just come out and meet some of us and, you know, say hi and have some fun at a local game shop. Coming up on the Heroes Wanted calendar, in the beginning of October, we will be at Lakeland Community College for their annual NyanCon event, doing our first ever live play episode. We'll have more information about that as it comes out, but we're going to have a chance for all of you to come out and see the Heroes Wanted experience live for the first time. And with that, we're about ready to get into this week's episode. We had a lot of fun making it. Some crazy stuff happens. We learned some interesting details about one of our characters' pasts, a rival perhaps, some important life advice, maybe forgotten. But as I said, we had a blast and we're really excited to get into it. So without any further delay, here is episode 7, Bites the Hand That Shields You.
Hey everybody, how are we doing?
Hey Kenny.
Hello.
I'm pretty good.
That's good. A little cranky.
Yeah?
Yeah. Didn't get much sleep today. Had to do some stupid training at work.
I thought it's because Jeff riled up your puppers when he yelled into the screen bag.
That actually was funny. It brightened my day for just a moment.
Look, it's necessary. You don't want all that to be still inside. You know, you got to let it out.
I've gotten a collective 2 hours of sleep today. One before the training and one after the training. I locked Kayla out of my house. She was banging on the door as the murderer approached her very slowly, as they do.
Yeah.
So we were looking for a new player after Kayla's death by serial murderer. My fault. My bad.
If that murderer had sudden charge, whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Wait, who else did that murderer kill? Because by definition, a serial has to kill at least three.
Really?
It killed Honey Nuts Cheerios. Those are off the market.
Also,
really? That's still only two.
Wait, is this serious? Dude. Can't buy Honey Nut Cheerios anymore?
If it isn't apparent, we are guest starred today by Kayla's ghost.
Yeah, we actually found a way to raise her spirit and bind her to the microphone.
Good God, he's a necromancer.
I can't help but notice everybody's changing the subject from the Honey Nut Cheerios.
We don't want to disappoint you.
Wow.
You just have to have regular Cheerios now.
That's not.
You can add honey and nuts to regular Cheerios.
Hey, what am I? Real talk? Emeril Lagasse? Get out of here.
I had peanut butter Cheerios the other day, and they were awful.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like we've been thoroughly derailed.
We have been thoroughly derailed by Honey Nut Cheerios. And
who's our own doing?
I don't know. I'm so tired today. I got one Mountain Dew in me, which is like three lower than my normal quantity of Mountain Dew, and I have a sleep.
You know.
Ooh, bang energy.
No.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
If you need a sponsorship, hey, bang energy. DM us.
But,
bang energy for when your cocaine dealer's in jail for life.
You just had to get that out, didn't you?
I loved that. That was great.
Real talk, though. We were doing some calculations last session after we went off, and congratulations, everybody. You are level 2, meaning it's going to be even harder to kill you. Now, there's a caveat to that. One of my house rules I've always run, in order to level up, you have to rest. You've elected not to do that, especially considering that we're starting combat at the very beginning of the session. So, for now, you'll still be level 1, but I thought it'd be fun to go around the table and kind of talk about what level 2 is going to bring. And we are going to start with Naz.
All right. So,
what a twist.
For my level up, I'm taking versatile font, which means that I can use both heal and harm out of my font slots, which means I'll have to cheat less on which spells I have prepared.
I mean, are you sure that means you're not going to cheat more? Like, now I'll never know.
That's true. I don't even write down what spells I have prepared just for that reason. Also, the other thing I'm taking is train animal, because we've got all these warg pups, and somebody's going to need to teach them how to fetch.
Well, three of them are goblin dogs, don't forget.
Ah, yes, that's
right. Yeah, you got the goblin dogs.
Yeah, the warg pups, they want to be around Gwenog.
Well, we'll see how well she trains them. When my fleet of goblin dogs...
They're gogs. Just call them correctly. Gogs. It's not hard.
They're simply a gog.
Let loose the gogs of war.
I'm going to have a murder of dogs. It's going to be great.
So those are crows you're thinking of.
No, anything can be a murder if you try hard enough.
You just transmute them.
Yeah,
transmute them, give them black wings, you know?
Well, thank you for that.
My grandma taught me that.
Murder granny. Okay. Anything else interesting at level 2?
No, that's everything for cleric.
All right, then we are going to move on. Doreen, what is a level 2 paladin bringing to the table?
Doreen's not a paladin.
Listen, you're a paladin if I say you're a paladin.
All right.
Do you want me to kill you again?
I would have rather you given, like, everything.
How many times do I have to kill you, street rat?
And then be like, but none of that matters because I'm a champion.
That would actually be very clever.
No, what I'm thinking for Doreen is to really continue. The backstory I had in mind for him was that he would have been squiring for a paladin, and that over time, that person would have teamed up with other adventurers. So, in a sense, I wanted Doreen to be a little more broadened on, like, a base level in terms of what his talents are and what his knowledge is. So, like, he learned to fight from the paladin and, like, whatever other, like, martial classes were in that party. But he learned a bit. He saw a bit of the world, learned a little bit about monsters and such. So, for instead of taking a champion feat for level 2, I'm starting with an archetype of what I think is going to make the most sense. What works the best is to do an imperial bloodline sorcerer.
Interesting.
I don't know. I mean, we could explore that a bit if we want to like get into like Doreen just having magic powers. But I'm thinking right now that
we'll get into it.
Oh, no.
Oh, is he going to kill your parents, too?
I just killed the one.
For now.
So,
didn't you learn anything from Naz's preamble?
That's true.
That's true, goodness. So really what I'm thinking here is Doreen learns 2 cantrips, which are going to be detect magic, which I think is required for that bloodline, and message. So 2, like, utility things that are... that he would want to learn, like, thinking that maybe one day he would become an adventurer.
Okay.
Also, he gains 2 skills, and so that is going to shore up our deficiency. It'll be Arcana and Occultism. So
that
now
will
Doreen
will
know some monsters.
You can actually identify all monsters. Well, hopefully.
Well, I can.
As a party.
Yeah.
Collectively.
Party. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sounds pretty cool. Anything else of interest?
I also took multilingual because that's the skill feat. So,
cool.
So that plus us messing up and not realizing that humans are supposed to have an additional language at the beginning.
That is true.
So now he has like 3 more languages.
Dwarvish,
awesome. Elvish, Gnomish.
Cool.
So that's it.
All right. And last and certainly least, Gwenog.
Wait, what?
You heard me. Don't you give me that look.
Listen, ghosts don't have ears. I'm a sentient disembodied voice in a microphone.
It's true. It's true. I stand corrected.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
Why does...
As level 2, Gwenog is pretty simple. She will be taking the barbarian feat No Escape, which, as it sounds, lets me use my reaction to automatically keep pace with anyone trying to run away from me. And skill feat-wise, I am taking Titan Wrestler. So that allows me to grapple, disarm, trip, etc. creatures one size larger than me. So not only do I wield a giant oversized axe, but now I'm ready to get into the fray with excessively large creatures.
All right, and you've run into a couple of those in the course of the campaign already. You had that large bat, you had the dragon.
We had those turtles.
Listen,
turtles.
I'm going to suplex a bat. That's life goals.
Nah, bats suplex you, invisibly.
invisibly, because you can't see them.
Yes.
And when you try it, it attacks you and all of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just super deadly bats in this game.
Nice. Right,
well, I am excited for you guys to get level 2, but as I said, you will have to rest. The fun thing about this, with denying you your second level, you will actually continue to get first level experience against all these future encounters, which should be pretty interesting. You can kind of push the envelope, see how far you can take it to get a little extra experience out of what you're doing.
Right. So, because in Pathfinder, like, every level you go from 0 to 1,000, you're saying that the XP is calculated based off of, like, the difference in our level to the enemies or the
Correct.
Other sort of encounter.
So, yeah. The way it works mechanically, if you want to be super specific, when you level up, you subtract 1,000 experience points from your pool. And whatever you have left is, you know, your experience towards the next level. Usually that'll be small amounts, like 100 or less. It'll probably be a little higher this time because you don't have time to rest as of yet. But we'll see how that goes.
Nice.
All right. Well,
so are we going to talk down this, this bugbear?
Well, so last time,
yeah,
you guys managed to find Calmont and talk him off of the ledge, so to speak, and you arrested him, and you convinced the Bumble Brashers to go back to town where you figured they would be safe. Jeff is playing with the miniatures like they're dolls.
No, I was just putting them where he started, that way.
Yeah.
Also known as cheating. He is cheating again.
That's ridiculous.
Where was I? Oh. You took the Bumble Brashers back, you got your paycheck, and Naz convinced the other two that maybe as adventurers in training, you should clear out the rest of the castle and see what rewards you could reap from it. Because, as I think David pointed out, you made more money searching around half of the castle than you made actually getting paid from the town council. So, adventuring?
Yeah, apparently a half-hour walk doesn't pay as well as you'd think.
It's a very long walk.
Yeah, roughly a half an hour.
Yeah, like a really long half hour.
Yeah. 15 minutes if you jog.
That's, you gotta take a feat for that, and you didn't take the jog feat, so you can't jog.
Makes sense.
Anyway, you returned and were looking around the rest of the castle, ran into some goblin dogs, and pseudo-tamed those, just like you pseudo-tamed the wargs, and entered this next area where you saw a giant, like, blanket fort being built, and charging out of the blanket fort is a female bugbear, words, and as she sees you and charges, she says, "More cloth for my fort!" And that's where we begin. And we will start with Doreen. And Doreen is standing there.
Yep.
And he hefts his shield and notices these deep cracks along it, remembering that against the Growlithe.
Yeah.
It broke. And
oops.
Being inexperienced, he forgot to get it repaired. And he's looking down at his shield, and he's looking up at the charging bugbear, and we are taken back to a time several years ago. We see a younger Doreen. How long ago since you had left town?
I left town about 5 years ago.
So we'll say just after that, 5 years. Mm-hmm. You are in a clearing where a very regimented camp has been set up. So, collection of small tents, a fire pit, which is burning, and off to the side, a training yard of sorts has been set up. And we see Doreen facing off against another younger man who is dressed in all black attire, wearing a darkened black breastplate in stark contrast to Doreen's shining breastplate. And the other man charges Doreen, and he gets his shield up just a second too late, and the training sword gets under his arm and smacks him upside the chest, sending him sprawling backwards. Your master walks up and with a gauntleted hand, he reaches down and grabs the top of your breastplate and pulls you to your feet.
Oh,
Doreen, I've told you time and again, you have to keep your shield ready. Your shield is your life. If you lose your shield, you will lose your life. And he...
Sorry.
He admonishes you. You've been training under him only for a couple weeks at this point, so your martial prowess is still a lot to be desired. The other man sneers and says, yeah, he'll figure it out one day. Maybe after he's dead. And he turns and stalks off back to his respective master, who is a similar contrast to your master, where your master would be a paladin, bright colors. The other man you would know is a Hell Knight, a full-on armiger, which is their high-ranking mercenary class. And you have been traveling with this group for a couple weeks, and they've been training each other. And you've been training against this other young man, Alec. And Alec kind of kicks some dirt and says, he'll never learn anything. He's going to die out there. He just laughs. The other man laughs. And your master basically just pushes you back in. Again, this time, keep your shield ready. And we return to the battle at hand. Broken shield in hand. Charging bugbear.
Oh, shit.
And it's your turn.
So she's running right at me.
Yeah. When it's her initiative turn.
Yeah. Well, I have an idea. I throw out my shield in front of her to sort of block her path. And
Bugbear's apparently a bard.
Yeah. Toot, toot. Okay. I throw that out in front of me to block her path and stoop down to, like, try to grab at her if she's, like, going to swing at me and have some sort of strike. So that's my prepared action.
So you are readying a grab if the bugbear attempts to strike.
Yep.
Okay. That is sufficient. Naz, you are next.
I would like to move to this space next to Gwenog, still behind Doreen, and I would like to ready an action to, if she gets where Doreen is, ready to grab her, hit her with the whip.
So you were doing your eyes up, axe out, so your whip is not prepared.
Oh, that's right.
Did we name that on mic? I don't remember if we named it on
we
mic.
We did name it on mic, yeah. Did. I made a specific point.
All right, in that case, I would like to move where I... said I was going to, and I would like to draw the whip. And can I recall knowledge about these guys?
Yes, this would be society.
Do you need trained in society?
Yes, recall knowledge requires training.
Then, no, never mind.
Alright, you know nothing of the world.
I don't.
Alright, anything you want to do with your third action?
I don't believe I have anything to do.
Okay. So, this bugbear charges forth, and she is cackling madly. And she says,
Your Lecha will take your cloth.
If you could move your Lecha up next to Doreen, that is one stride action. Her next action is a grab.
Do I get to go first?
No, because you said strike.
I meant like if they ran up to me.
Then well, then what you like, meant and what you said.
What?
Yeah. You said it to you said you would ready a grab if they tried to strike you. They are not trying to strike you. They are trying to grab you.
Oh, I was the mole all along.
Ooh.
What a twist.
Got him.
See, wait, Doreen, why am I happy about this?
This is why we cheat, Doreen.
So I should have said attack, because a grab is an attack.
Maybe.
Or any
I'm gonna roll.
Any action towards you.
Well, I got a
I'm
two, gonna, so it didn't gonna, matter anyway.
Why would you say two? Why would you say two? 18 is right next to the two.
And so this bugbear is going to attempt to grab you with its offhand. And oh, that is... Yeah. A 19 on the die.
Yeah, that's a...
So we're going to call that a grab.
It's a grab.
Now, it is going to attempt to strike you.
Do you want me to roll again?
But you have to roll a DC 5.
I have to do, okay, DC 5 flat. I can do that.
Yay!
Roll 9.
That will not do.
So you stop changing my die, Jeff.
I didn't. I pointed at it.
So just you attempt to
tip it over.
Grab her in response, but she is a little too quick for you. And then she will basically have one arm grabbing your shoulder and the other arm just trying to shank you under your breastplate. And that is a high number. That
Listen,
is
if you don't have your shield, you die.
That hits.
All right, so fun thing about bugbears, they have a special feature where if they are grabbing someone, they get to do bonus damage.
Nice.
So you are going to take 9 points of damage from this dagger. This thing just shanks you, kind of throttles you around. And then we are to Gwenog, whose axe is out.
But I am not close enough to hit it. Currently, I have to
Correct.
Move first, right?
Do you want to stride to get all the way around it, or
yeah,
do you want to step?
Yeah, that sounds great. I will.
Perfect. All right.
Almost like we're...
Attack of opportunity?
Is flanking a thing in this edition?
Yeah, it makes things flat-footed.
But I don't know if that we can flank because Doreen is grappled. Does that affect it?
Why would you ask that?
I'm the mole.
I think it doesn't have any stipulations about that.
So then,
I don't think so.
Then I should be going against flat-footed AC, correct?
Correct.
I don't want to kill her. The goblins like her.
I don't care about
what
the goblins
like. Oh, she just
stabbed
me. But...
What do you got over there?
13 to hit.
That will not do, even flat-footed.
Ooh. Ooh.
She manages to kind of flip to the side, and you stab Doreen.
Mm-hmm.
If you could roll damage on Doreen, that'd be wonderful.
See, Kenny cheats.
I'm not doing that.
See, but it's not called cheating when I do it, because I can just make shit up.
Second attack, 15 to hit.
That will hit flat-footed AC.
Woohoo! Wonderful.
Now roll that 32 million damage.
She's not raging.
Oh, you're not raging.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with me?
Well, if you raged and then you attacked, you would have missed on that first one anyway. So.
What did you get?
Ooh. That's a 1 on the die for everyone
at
home.
I feel very stupid. 6 damage.
All right. You hit it for 6 damage. And we are back to the top.
I have +4, plus it forceful is +1.
Doreen.
Oh.
I'm going to try to break out of this grab.
All right. Go for it.
14.
That is not enough. You are still grabbed.
Oh, I had to check to make sure I did that.
Oh, you did have to check to make sure.
Should we use that roll, or should I?
we'll use that one. We've made that kind of canon.
Yeah, okay,
gotten, so.
A natural 1.
A natural 1. Okay, you are grabbed even
further.
That
was a 7.
Yeah. We're going to try again. So, I can try.
-5.
I don't get a -5. It's not an attack.
You sure?
To escape?
I thought it was still at a -5. We'll look that up. But
we'll look that up. Later. A 2.
I mean, that's still not going to do it.
Ugh.
Okay.
I'm going...
Because I subtracted 5 from Kalmont's attack after he tried to escape from your grapple.
Yeah.
Well, 4, because he was using an agile weapon.
Oh, okay.
So,
but he didn't even attack me.
He did.
Remember
no,
the
he tried
that
to.
He tried to.
You with.
He, yeah.
No, he's,
he tried,
he
to,
tried
escape,
to faint me.
He fainted. He tried to escape. He fainted. Then he tried to stab you.
Oh,
And then when none of those
out.
Things were successful,
anyway.
He gave up.
Yeah. He did not attack me.
Maybe
I listened to the podcast today.
He has 3 actions on his turn.
Yeah, and you
I
didn't use
all
them
3.
All. Anyway, I'm going to just punch her. Get a 4.
All right. That will fail.
Oh, no. That 4 was for me not being able to do anything.
So
because
same
it's under
result.
A 5.
Nez.
And you wonder why they liked Alec better than you.
I didn't say that. I just heavily implied it.
So
he's the Gary of the
we are killing this person, right? Somebody said that the goblins liked this bugbear.
No, Doreen was way off track.
Okay,
kill the
cool.
bugbear.
Cool. I'm going to stride up and use chill touch.
Ooh, chill touch.
Say 20 to hit.
That will do.
With 5 damage.
Okay.
See how much easier 5? This game is when you lie about what you roll?
Exactly. See how easy that was, Doreen?
Yoletcha, as she is named, is going to just kind of stab Doreen a couple times.
Yeah.
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 So we're going to get... We're gonna start with an attack. Maybe we'll attack other people when Doreen dies.
Oh, natural 20. Yeah.
I'm going to pack up my things right now. I'll go make my new character off air.
Yeah, play as Alec. He sounds cool.
Fuck.
Seriously, if you bring Alec to this campaign, that would be cool AF.
You take 18 points of damage.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm at negative 6. I'm at dying 2.
Doreen goes down.
So what is it for death outright?
Dying 4.
No, how much do you have to beat his... you have to take...
It's like in D&D,
Double your health in like, a single hit.
I think it has to... In Pathfinder, wasn't it based on your con mod?
Pathfinder 1 was different. Now. Second edition, I believe it's double your health in a single hit. So if you like pick a fight with an ancient dragon, the ancient dragon swipes its claw and you just die.
You know, actually, it might be even less forgiving than that. Like, it's, I think if I'm at zero and I take 21 damage right now, I die, regardless of what my dying condition was.
However, she is going to let you go. And,
Let your boy Doreen go.
I had to just pretend to be dead.
Yeah. I see what you did to
escape the grapple.
No one is going to appreciate that joke.
No, I know.
Except maybe your boy, Ryan Johnson. Shout out to all the Ryan Johnsons listening right now.
Still listening.
And, all right, with her other actions, I mean, she's going to turn around, and Nav is the last one to hit her, so...
Yeah, but he was chill about it.
She's gonna go for that grab on you. 19 on the die, which is going to be a...
You see, this would have been perfect for me?
Yeah.
To, like, help you guys
against your athletics or acrobatics DC.
It's probably fine.
And her last attack will be at a minus 8 as she tries to stab you.
Cool.
And a 7 will miss.
That's right.
But you are grabbed.
Gwenog, cool.
Your friends are in danger. Your flanking is lost.
Yeah, I'm very angry.
You want to move? If you move over one, you'll be flanking. Or you can attack twice. I'm assuming you're going to rage.
I think the two attacks are more important, so I'm going to rage and attack twice.
Awesome.
11 to hit.
That will not do.
Yes. Better.
19 to hit.
That will do. Dish out that damage.
16 damage.
Ooh.
Does forceful trigger even if my first attack didn't hit?
I am not sure.
David?
Don't look at me.
We will.
I can't talk. I'm dead.
Add that to the list of rules we don't know.
Yes, it does.
Go ahead and make that 17 damage.
You're in the spell section.
Street, dude.
So I'll give it to you this time.
I think it does, though.
We'll look it up at some point and maybe know the rules one day.
Yeah.
So that's your turn, right?
That is my entire turn.
Doreen, you want to make me a death saving throw? Flat check 12?
I got a 2.
All right.
Doreen. Oh, wait.
What?
Dude, you're so bad.
Is that a critical failure? Wait, is that a thing on death saving throws?
So, Alec, I hear he's pretty awesome.
Now,
how bad is
I will say, you attain level 2, which comes with a hero point.
It does?
Yes. Every time you level, you gain a hero point.
But we didn't level.
You obtain the proper experience.
Okay, I actually don't think we did. We were 20 points short.
No.
What are you doing?
We got the dog.
He told us we're
20 points over.
Let me consult my notes.
No, you're right. My notes.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Don't even.
So, for reaching the prerequisite experience, you do have a hero point. I had marked it in my brain to talk about that.
Okay.
When we were talking about your level up benefits.
Oh, really?
And then I forgot.
Would you have died?
Yes.
Really?
That would have been it.
You can spend a hero point.
I will spend my one hero point.
Now, it's after the death saving throw, so your turn is over, but... So, Doreen narrowly avoids death heroically somehow.
So, where is he now?
He's on the floor
at one hit point.
So, what is his dying condition were he to be put down again?
Dying condition is 0, and wounded is 0. So, when you spend a hero point to get back up, you don't gain a wounded condition.
Wow.
Oof. Naz, you're up.
Wow. Naz, I'm very happy that you were able to tame those pups. You're with your food, no less.
Yeah.
Last session.
Well, you did. I did listen back, and you did say you bring the food, but David was speaking over you.
Oh.
So I heard David and not you.
I almost was the architect of my own destruction.
Well, it looks like it's heal time. So I'm going to go ahead and heal Doreen.
You're going to roll d20 first, please.
I'll see if I'm all grappled and stuff.
Yeah.
That's an 18 on the die.
All right. You can heal Doreen.
I'm going to go ahead and pump up an action to get an extra 8 on this. That's a 10. 10 hit points.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Doreen is now at 11, because you were at 1 from the hero point. So I saw him write down the wrong number, so I helped.
How embarrassing.
Okay, and one action remaining?
I don't believe that I've got any.
You chew your
swing
whip.
Away with the whip.
Yeah, man. Get that whip going.
Let's do it. Am I at a negative for anything? I haven't made
no.
an attack.
No. Cool.
12 to hit.
That will miss.
A 20
okay.
to hit.
It's amazing how that happens.
It was the wind.
It is now Yoletcha's turn, and she has you grabbed, which is right where she wants you.
Huh.
And, oh, actually, 12, would have allowed you to make the action. That was your flat check.
No, I rolled a check first.
Oh, did you? That was for casting
the
spell.
Was for casting.
Every individual set of actions you make. So, you know what?
In that case.
I'll roll for another attack. I'm a kind, benevolent god.
19.
That'll hit.
We're going to go with 4 damage on that one.
All right. Okay, now it's her turn. And
Does she look hurt?
Oh, yeah, she looks bad. I mean, you've been chopping her up, but she seems a little crazed, some might say. And she will attack Naz as many times as she needs. That first one is a 15.
That will not hit my arm.
All right, she will attack again. For another 15.
Also does not hit my armor class.
And she will attack again. For a 12, so.
Invincible.
You get outside of the bad news this time. Gwenog, can you finish off this bugbear?
First attack.
Since you don't need to rage, can you step?
I did not declare that. Okay. My first attack is a 24 to hit.
That will hit.
11 damage.
Why does this take so long?
Because I'm frustrated, okay?
You split that neck, and Yoletcha goes down in a spray of blood. Congratulations, guys. Doreen, had a little bit of a brush with death there.
Naz reaches down to help pick him up, and just says, "You spend an awful lot of time on the floor for an adventurer."
Doreen is not going to stand up right away. He's going to lay there, look about, roll his head around, and then just go fishing for that flask that he got episode 1.
Just swig.
You know, this never would have happened if we had recruited Alec.
Hey, you two don't know who guys. Alec is.
That's not my Gwenog voice.
He's the guy who lives in New Ross City, right?
Yeah. All right, so you guys are left in this...
You know what?
Dingy room.
To be fair, even if I had my shield, that's all still would have happened.
I mean, that is fair.
But if I had that plate armor.
Well, you could have negated 5 of the damage. Would that have kept you up?
No.
No? Okay, so seriously would have been the end of you.
You did 20 damage or something like that, right?
18.
Oh, God.
So, fun fact about bugbears. When they are grappling you, they get a +3 to damage flat. And she already has a +4 for strength.
Nice.
So d4, +4, +3 is a lot of damage, especially when you double it.
How do you get to 18?
Total of 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She rolled
do
low.
Do you know how to double?
I didn't know that the doubling was a thing on that.
She rolled a 2.
Yeah, rolled a 2 on a d4.
And did 18 damage.
I didn't know that it doubled.
Yeah, fun fact. Liberator champions can't help themselves get out of grapples.
Little awkward.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are in this room with this giant blanket fort that appears like a madman would have made.
Or a
mad bugbear.
You mean woman. Mad woman.
Yes.
Thank you.
And there are several side rooms with the doors hanging off are taken down and made into the fort. And several cabinets and things that you can look through if you wanted. There is also a door to the west leading further into the building. What would you like to do?
Pray.
Is that a lay on hands?
Yeah.
Alright.
While Doreen is praying, I want to search the disgusting fort.
Actually drink himself out of his sorrows.
Go ahead and make me a perception check.
Put down by his fellow adventurers.
25.
Even if they don't say it, he knows they're thinking it.
In the blanket fort, you find two flasks of holy water and a wooden shield.
Hey!
Hey, Doreen! I found a new shield for you!
Right from the book. Can't make this up. I mean, I could make it up. Someone made it up, but it's just very fitting. Naz, do you want to search anywhere?
Yeah, you said there were like cabinets and things in this room?
Yeah, so there's cabinets along the southern edge, and then there's three rooms on the western edge that, have no doors or hanging doors.
I'll check those rooms. The cabinets are probably going to be another, we got to take time to check these.
Okay, make me a perception check, please.
All right. It's a 16.
You sift through this stuff and you cannot find anything of value. And how long do you spend praying, Doreen, wondering about your course of actions and whether you should be a hero at all?
He really shouldn't.
Not with that attitude.
It's all uphill from here. No, I'm kidding. Should have gone with Alec. Just
thank you.
Let's just do 10 minutes. No one else got hurt, right?
No, I am unscathed.
Yeah, I'm fine, too.
Thank you.
It's just you, buddy.
Just you. You just almost died.
That's nice. All. Okay, and do you want to rest another 10 minutes in
no,
20 total to get your just 10 back?
Total. Just 10 total.
So you don't want your...
No, I mean, I use one, and then I refocus. I'm at 17.
And then you... Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. So your lay on hands is up and ready to go.
Yep.
Does anyone else want to search anything?
The cabinets.
All right. Give me a perception check on the cabinets.
Can I assist in that?
Can he assist in that?
Not now that the role has been cast.
10.
Womp, 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 womp.
Yeah, you look through the cabinets. They seem picked bare by bandits or goblins or bugbears. Something along those lines.
Hmm.
Doreen, do you want to search anything? Or are you searching your soul?
I'm going to go back and check out all that plate armor.
Guys, I need a moment. I'm just going to go put on that plate mail.
Hey, do you want that wooden shield?
Yeah, I should adjust that wooden shield.
All right, I'm going to cross that out of the ledger. Please put it onto your character sheet.
Yep.
It's convenient. Your shield breaks, you get a new shield. It's wonderful.
Yeah, but it only gives plus one.
All right, let's move on to the next room.
Yeah, this place is real convenient. Doreen dies, next room. Alex here, hey.
I want to remind you all as well, the room that goes into the courtyard, you did not actually get a chance to search that room before because you were dealing with the Bumble Brashers in Calmont. So there's a room in the center here you have not seen yet. The only way to get there is from where you previously were. So I wanted to bring that to your attention in case you wanted to go there instead of...
Well, let's go there right now.
Yeah, we'll check that out.
Hey, we're there. Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. You enter this room and see rows of stadium-style benches arranged around a wide dais. Garbage clutters what was once undoubtedly a pristine floor. A small corridor near the dais leads to the west, while to the north, the iron gate would lead to the courtyard, which again is up and in disarray. And do you guys want to take some time and search this room?
How much time?
Perception check amount of time?
Yeah, cool. I will absolutely. I'll do that.
Awesome.
All right. Can we both do that?
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. 23.
12.
Okay. Doreen is still not joining in the search.
Oh, sorry. I was writing.
Doreen is writing the word shield for the last 10 minutes.
Shield.
A wooden shield is worse than a steel shield, okay?
I don't want someone to accuse me of cheating.
Okay, so you are searching through the trash in this area, and you find several insignias for the Order of the Nail that would be, like, sewn into a tabard. And you think that they were left behind by other looters because maybe they didn't know what they were, what they were used for. A collector might like them. But other than that, you can decide if you want to keep them or not. There's half a dozen or so of these cloth insignias.
We can use them to make disguises later. Just for fun.
Alec will be glad we have one when he shows up.
That way he won't attack us.
Alright, is that everything in this room?
You would also find several books detailing the training rituals for the Order of the Nail. Mm-hmm. So basically what you learn from the books is that a prospective Hell Knight would train under a master and then go to one of the citadels, and they would summon a demon for them to fight, and they would fight against the demon to the death, and if they come out victorious, they are promoted to armiger.
Those dudes are hardcore.
So this is like a skill book, right? We get a skill point for reading it?
No.
No, but we could probably sell it to... Oh, no way.
Are these books valuable in any way, or is it just perspective?
Just perspective. A little bit more information on the Hell Knights and who they are and what they do.
Yeah, cool story, bro. Hey, let's go back to where we were before.
Okay. Yep. So you are going to enter this room, and you find yourselves in a kitchen. A dust-covered black wooden countertop runs along the walls of the southwestern edge of this galley-style room. It was clearly once a kitchen, but its cupboards and shelves were stripped of most tools and provisions long ago. And you see a door to the north, a door to the west. There are lots of cabinetry in here. Some of the doors hang ajar and such. It's clearly been looted at some point. It's your call.
Perceptions, I think, all around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. For that bat.
I'll search the jars.
He was trying so hard not to say it.
Oh, man. He tries. He tries. 17. And fails. Okay. So Gwenna got a 17.
I got a 14.
Oh, there's something in here. Oh,
Naz got a 14.
Come on.
Dreen?
12.
So you got a 12?
What is it, another bat?
I don't know what you're talking about.
God,
are you kidding me?
You're such a jerk.
All these jars are mimics.
All these terrible things.
Man, let me see if I have any the Bumble Brushers fight only music said... here on Sirenscape.
Wait, could you perhaps ready some spider sounds?
Oh, yeah. Spider.
Is that what spiders sound like to you?
We're going to have a tea party.
Is that what tea parties sound like to you?
You lead a strange life.
No one's picking up my reference.
So, Gwenog.
Yeah, that's me.
You are looking through some of the upper cabinets.
Not the jars.
What is wrong with you?
I assumed you like opened a cabinet and an entire just spider just latched onto your face, and it was just like,
no, you're laughing at the jars.
No,
still.
You're
still
laughing at the jars. Gets tackled things. No,
it's not jugs. I don't know why he's laughing.
You
got me like delayed in response to that joke, and I liked it.
Moving on, you are searching through these upper cabinets, and your your spider sense starts tingling. I wanted to not do it, but then I couldn't not do it. You don't see anything, but you sense something is amiss. Now, I will remind you, because you are searching the room, you do not have your weapon drawn.
Well, I'm going to draw my weapon.
You do that. You have two more actions.
I'm going to do one of those search bursts.
Okay, what's your perception bonus?
Plus 6.
You kind of take a quick look around the room, and you look over at Naz, and Naz is searching one of the ajar cabinets, and you see dozens upon dozens of beady little eyes just peering up at him. Hungrily. Naz has not noticed.
Naz! Above you!
No, they're below him.
They're below you!
I look up quickly, and I'm blindsided by spiders.
So you can spend your third action being point out, which makes a unnoticed enemy one step into noticed for people other than you. You have fully seen them. You know where they are. But the other two don't see them. So you can spend your third action basically pointing out these spiders to them.
Yeah, I will do exactly that.
Okay. I am a terrible person. And this is the spider's turn. And nice. They reveal Dang, themselves.
I was going to tame that spider.
Two swarms of spiders will crawl out of these cabinets and basically fill the room. Each spider swarm fills up 10 feet of space.
Why were they all in the cabinet? Is that where they hatched? Did they hatch like a day ago?
Where they lived?
Yeah.
Is there anything in the cabinet that they're eating to be so prolific? Why didn't they go like infest this? I'm sorry.
They were afraid of Yolecha.
Yeah, this doesn't add, Kenny. Check the book. Spiders don't act like this. You two get out of the room. I'm going to harm burst this whole place.
Burn it to the ground.
Burn the whole thing down.
It's made
down.
Of stone. It doesn't burn.
Negative energies. And plenty.
I'm going to have nightmares about this.
So these spider swarms will both move into the room and fill the room, meaning each of you will need to make me... four fortitude saving throws.
Whoa.
As spiders crawl all over you.
In your eyes, biting in your mouth, in your ears.
And that's all three of us?
This is a Nicolas Cage bees situation right now.
All right, 27.
19.
And to just or, sorry, make this 18. Easier, if you the DC for this is 14. So let me know when you have a critical success. Let me know how many... critical successes and such you have.
Doreen fails once.
Okay.
I have one critical success.
Okay.
I have failed twice, succeeded once.
Oh, I had a single critical success as well.
Okay. And was that which one in the bunch was that?
The first.
Okay.
The one that would hit the hardest.
So, our first go around, you, Gwenog. I pointed, which viewers can't see. You succeeded.
We also have regular no viewers.
Success. Regular success.
We have listeners.
Listen, I'm too tired for this. And you got a critical success, Doreen, and Naz.
Success on the first.
Success. So you will take half damage. You will take 1 point of damage. Second go around. How did we do?
Critical success.
Critical
success.
Success.
Fail.
So, you will both take 1 point of damage, and Gwenog will ignore it. Third one, how did we do?
Failure.
Success.
Failure.
Got it. So, three for those who failed, one for those who succeeded. I love this passing back and forth of the marker. And for the final swarm bite, pass.
Fail.
Well, there was four?
Yes. There was four, yes.
I only rolled three times.
Well, roll one more.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
All right, so you will ignore this last one. So, two for the failure, one for the success. And here's where we get to the fun part. I need everyone to roll another fortitude save for each one that you failed.
Cocked eye. That's cocked.
What is the DC for critical successes? Okay.
This one will not have a critical... The first one will not have a critical success effect.
22.
All right, so you passed one. Did you only fail once?
I only failed once.
Okay.
18.
Right. Naz 18 is the one that's in trouble on this one.
14, 21, and 13.
That sounds like two fails.
Yeah. 14, 21, and 13?
Correct.
All right, the first couple bites don't get to you. Final bite does. You will take 1 poison damage. And you are enfeebled 1. And
got it.
Naz, it's your turn. There are 2 spider swarms surrounding you. How do you handle the situation? Knowing that your friends are still in the room.
Yeah, knowing my friends are in the room, that's the hard part. Could I successfully hit two swarms and no one else with a 30-foot cone?
Because
they're, as you said, filling the
probably. Room. Probably, yeah. They're filling the room, so I'll say yes.
All right, so I'm gonna launch my harm and hit two swarms with a 1d8.
Harm does a burst, not a cone.
The 30-foot range.
Yeah, it's a 30-foot burst.
I misunderstood my spell. Hang on.
So it's two actions is a single target.
Single target at range. Okay.
Three actions is a burst.
Is it too late to change this? Because otherwise, I would not have done this with these two.
I'll let you change it. Okay. That's fine. I wish we had just, like, gone over this before we started playing today.
It would have taken, like, 5 minutes to do
that. Like, right before the session.
I was thinking cone, not 30-foot touch or 30-foot range.
Yeah.
None of those words were correct. Let's move on. All right. So I'll just... with swarms in this version, is it... You could still target them normally with attacks?
Yes. You could target a swarm individually. If you want to know how to fight them, that would be a nature check. So it is Naz's turn. He does not want to harm his friends.
Everybody in the room. Yeah, no, that's a bad idea. I'm going to go ahead and just...
You could delay. We can run out of the room and you can do it.
I think that would leave me in a room full of spiders alone. That just doesn't sound like a great
plan. Well, that's too much action economy, right? Because the burst is three actions.
Exactly. Well, I'm not saying
prepare. I mean delay. So like,
yeah, he moves his not initiative. Take his turn, switch initiative positions, and full on wait until everyone's out.
I think I'll just chill touch the ones that are on me right now.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
They are all technically on you.
Okay.
Because they are literally filling this entire kitchen.
Cool. I would just like to start, like, poking at spiders that are on me with my hands full of chill touch.
Okay.
That is a 14 to hit.
You are unable to grasp a significant amount of spiders to do significant damage. Okay. So that is a miss, mechanically.
Disappointing.
You have one more action.
I would like to recall information, or recall knowledge on these spiders.
That's a nature check. I make that.
Oh, good.
We've been over this how many times? How many monsters have we fought?
It's a +4 is my bonus.
Okay. You do not know anything about these spiders.
Terrible.
You have not studied spider swarms in your days of torture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where I come from, we use ants.
Makes sense. Your days of being an occult weirdo. Who doesn't take occultism?
Yeah, well, I was a religious weirdo, thank you.
Aren't they all? Doreen?
I have no clue what to do.
Well?
You could run around the room screaming, "Oh my god, spiders!"
You could die.
Yeah, that's also, I mean, you're good at that.
Thanks, guys.
It's your fault for being the mole.
Yeah.
I mean, Doreen technically survived, so I haven't removed him from the kill Doreen to-do list. Got any ideas of what you want to do over there?
I don't think I have anything that's useful, so I'm saying, like, seriously, let's get out of here.
Yeah, we could run for it.
Yeah.
Didn't realize Doreen was a coward.
Are we gonna seriously just get bitten to death?
And yeah, so like, Robin ran away.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, my last action should definitely have been leave the swarms of spiders. That would have been a much better idea.
You know who wouldn't run?
Alec?
Right.
Yeah, he can go be, like, eaten alive in his plate armor for all I care. Not gonna help him.
I believe what you're referring to is be cool. You could be cool.
He's probably killing demons and being an armiger. What a life.
I do not have nature yet, so... Actually, I don't have it at all, so I'm not necro calling knowledge. I'm gonna stomp on these spiders.
Alright, so you want to attack them with an unarmed attack, essentially?
Yeah.
Alright, go for it.
Okay.
What you got?
I'm gonna need that d4. I got a 20 to hit.
Alright, that will hit. Thank you.
For 7 damage.
Alright, so you managed to stomp a fair number of the spiders. However, you do think your damage is being reduced.
I wonder how effective a neck splitter is going to be against things that don't have necks.
They have necks. They're just really, really small.
They have thoraxes.
Is it difficult terrain?
They're
going to
be Thor after my axe.
So
that's
you drew
sure.
a weapon. You mean? I know you did draw a weapon. Just
stomp, stomp on.
You were asking. No, it's not difficult terrain.
I'll make another stomp attack and try to get out. I miss. I move out the door.
Doreen runs.
Oh, God, spiders!
How far is your movement?
30.
Gwenok?
I will rage and then make a standard attack against one of the swarms.
Got it.
That is a natural 20.
Ooh, very nice.
Okay, then.
Doreen's upset.
Apparently, it's very effective.
You missed my,
you missed
my
the
thorax comment, thorax which pun. Was shame on you because it was exquisite. It's probably the reason that I have this critical to begin with. 12 damage, and was that a critical?
That was a critical, yeah.
And so I roll the damage die twice?
No, you just double the total result.
Double the total damage? What did I just say?
You just said 12. So 24?
24.
All right, so Gwenog just becomes this whirling dervish of an axe, and just a huge chunk of spiders gets lifted up in the air and eviscerated just by the sheer force of her blow. What else would you like to do?
I would like to attack the other swarm.
Actually, no, that's fine. Go on.
I'm upset.
What you got?
18 to hit.
That'll hit.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
Can I do, go ahead and do 20 damage to that?
Are you kidding me?
That is
me?
Maximum rage damage.
You so can do 40 damage?
Yeah.
Crit, yeah. Yeah,
so I have 6 damage from being a Titan Mauler, 4 strength, and then 10 on the D10. 20, baby!
So Gwenog just swings her axe around and lifts up so many spiders that there are just splatters along the walls. And both swarms are dead.
We need to get you a giant Ransour or halberd or something.
I would like to go to the door.
Doreen,
over
it's
here.
Safe now! You can come back!
Yes, Doreen, the scary spiders are all gone.
It's not safe now, actually. Hey, Ness.
Yo.
Can you make me a fortitude saving throw?
Yeah.
Poison.
22.
All right, you feel fine.
That's right, I do.
All right,
forever.
Is it fine now?
Forever, most likely.
So,
it's okay if things get bad, he can always just not draw his weapon and try to step on things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then run.
It worked.
Did it?
It worked.
There seems to be some poison in my blood. Gwenog, could you just hit it with an axe for me?
Yeah, sure.
Solves everything.
Sure, Ness. Where do you want me to hit you?
So
right
while,
in the blood.
While looking through, you do manage to find a section of the cabinets that was untouched, where there are jugs of oil and a bag of loose herbs.
So there were jars in here.
Didn't know that at first, though.
Oil.
And not like burning oil, like cooking oil. And
also flammable.
I guess also flammable. Well, not really flammable.
Oh,
it can heat up. But you think, given time and alchemical crafting...
Anything's flammable if you try hard enough.
You might be able to craft 2 antidotes. Now,
nice.
It would take some downtime. It would have to follow the...
I think that might come in handy very soon for Naz.
You can also find tucked away a like a set of rat traps, and they are armed with arsenic. So you have 2 doses of arsenic.
Nice.
The trap itself has worn down and is of no use. But
very inefficient against spiders, too.
Very inefficient against spider swarms. But you have 2 doses of Yeah, 2 doses of architect, 2 doses of arsenic.
Good, someone can fix up this castle.
You can
for
make
us.
2 doses of antidote for free using the alchemical crafting feat. Normally, it takes half the cost.
Nice, I have that feat.
You can have any feat as long as you don't show Kenny your character sheet.
That's correct.
He's already
but
showed me the
have
app.
That feat.
All right, and so from this room, you have a door to the north and a door to the west. Doreen, do you want to pray some more?
No.
Or how about you just not be a coward?
Just lay on hands myself.
Go quick. I mean, no one else needs it. It's just you.
Let's go north.
North.
Okay. You enter this room, and there are rows of long, slender dining tables that sit in skewed rows throughout the room. Broken chairs are scattered throughout the chamber, and the entire room has an air of disuse and disarray. This appears to be, a meal hall. You see literally nothing worth anything in here.
Let me ask you something. If I walked into a room by myself, stood in the middle of it, just burst negative energy, just to check, would that just hit everything in the room?
Yeah, probably.
It depends on where they are, but maybe.
Okay. Just checking for a future.
Let's look in the rafters.
Check the rafters.
How high are the rafters? 30 feet? Cool.
So, perception room, checks? There's nothing.
Cool.
You don't think there's anything?
Thank you for being so upfront with us this time.
When there's something, I have you make perception checks. Like spider swarms. So there is a door. There are two doors that I did not put on the map.
Oh, it's David's fault.
A door to the west and a door to the east. There's actually no door to the north. I don't know why I put that door there.
Well, let's continue. Which way is that?
Are there two doors to the west, I should
say.
Did
we search this room?
There's nothing of value in this room.
Yeah, let's go.
So you have a northern west door and you have a west
door. Let's go west.
So straight west? Big room, bigger room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you move into the bigger room. Not that you know it's a bigger room from where you are, but...
We're knocking on the walls and it's more dull. I don't know.
This large training chamber holds rows of moldering, straw-filled dummies, many of them wielding wooden replicas of various martial weapons. You look around, the dummies are kind of falling apart and crumbling. The weapons are all wooden and training, so there's nothing of particular value on the dummies.
What about in the dummies? Is there an enchanted greatsword that's just plowed right through one of them?
They're probably full of spiders.
Well, or, crying out loud. Strong. If you would like, make a perception check.
Yay!
23.
I got a 23.
Ah.
9.
So Doreen finds nothing. Par for this course. While searching amongst the dummies, you managed to find 20 silver pieces that had been stashed in the dummies for I don't know why. It really doesn't give me a reason. Oh, it does give me a reason. Hey!
But we don't know it.
Anyone want to make a society check?
I will make a society check because I'm the only one with it. 19.
I don't know.
God. I needed a 20,
so,
didn't I?
So you guys don't know, but your characters don't know, but I'll tell you for fun. Apparently, it is a Hell Knight tradition of when you get assigned a training dummy to put some money in there for good luck. Hmm. So they stashed some good luck money in their training dummies.
Yeah, Hell Knights
weird
are dumb.
Flex, but okay.
Yeah,
you would say that, wouldn't you?
Hell Knights are very interesting.
Yeah, hey, it's almost as if there was a Hell Knight historian background available in the player's guide.
Stop touching that.
That nobody took. Can we go north, please?
I'm not done yet.
Oh, we're not done?
I'm just telling you found some silver.
But wait, there's more.
But wait.
There's a bat.
No. While looking around, I'll say Gwenog. Gwenog, you are looking at one of the southern dummies, and you slip on a piece of straw. And as you slip, you land against this back wall, and it gives way, revealing a secret room.
Secret tunnel.
I was trying not to do that.
Listen, everyone here likes Avatar.
That's fair. So, yeah, there's a secret tunnel.
Hmm.
I mean, secret room. Not really. Tunnel, but...
And the contents of said secret room.
Do you want to go in and investigate?
I absolutely
alone,
do.
Without your friends? Weapon put away?
So many spiders.
No,
let's get in there.
Eyes up, axe out. Same as it always is.
I feel like we should pray.
No one wants to pray but you.
Let's come together now.
More and more religious, the more and more times you die.
I've just been feeling myself getting closer and closer to Caden.
Won't do it.
Right.
He's calling for me.
So, this well-hidden closet holds dust-furred tables covered in jumbled but ominous accessories. Pentagrams covered with pentagram-covered tomes, heavily melted candles, scattered pieces of loose chalk, vats of moldy incense, moth-eaten robes, and several empty and dusty weapon racks. Yeah, that's what you see. Sorry.
The tomes, do they appear valuable?
All right. I need two people to make me perception checks. The eyes up of the group, some might say.
I will.
Okay.
19.
And 22.
Okay. So, Doreen, you managed to stop Naz in time before he sets off a spear launcher. You can see it tucked in the corner, kind of hidden in the masonry, and one of the tiles is a little loose, and Naz is about to step on it.
Wow. I'm glad we actually checked for traps.
What can I say except you're welcome?
And you can kind of I'll roll over those perception checks. You look around the room and you manage to find a silver longsword that was tucked away and missed by whoever was in here previously.
Is it also poor quality like the ones in
yes.
the...
Yes.
Dang it.
Yes.
Nice job.
Quality just gives it more durability. So unless you plan on breaking your sword, it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Like right now, you technically have a low quality steel short sword.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, so somebody will be taking the silver longsword.
Yes. Additionally, you find a bunch of half-burned candles, religious symbols and such, and a sealed lockbox with the symbol of Asmodeus drawn upon the top.
Ooh. He's a bad guy.
He's misunderstood.
All right.
So when Naz is walking in and about to step on the trap and Doreen stops him, he turns around and says, "Well done, Doreen. It is said in my culture those who are close to death, such as yourself, can sense it in the room around them."
Oh, what a backhanded compliment.
Oh,
it's a cultural thing.
And you find another tome detailing the Hell Knight test that I told you about earlier.
Oh, cool.
So the lockbox, what size is it?
It is
something we
rather
can
small.
So something we can take with us.
Take it with you, yeah.
All right, so we're going to take it with us. And
it's about the size of the rapport between Doreen and Naz, so.
Yeah, listen, one step closer to Alec, baby.
All right, so you have...
Yeah, we'll take it with us. We'll worry about it later.
Explored the secret room.
Can't Naz...
Gotten all of its good bits.
Doesn't Naz have thieves' tools or something? For thievery?
No.
All right. Okay. We can hire somebody in town to open it for us.
Thievery one.
Call a locksmith.
Hang on.
Great Men in Tights reference.
Second one for the episode, actually.
Yeah, it is.
What was it?
Did you watch it recently?
I did not. My second Men in Tights reference.
I watched it like 2 days ago.
Did you really?
You also made the Monty Python reference there too. Yeah Brave Sir Robin.
And
for those keeping track at home,
Brave Sir Robin.
You head north. That's where you said you wanted to go next. In this room, floor to wall shelves here still hold a few rotten provisions and cooking utensils, though the room is disastrously filthy and has clearly been ransacked. You think you could spend some time looking around here, perhaps find some food that maybe did not go bad, but it would take a couple of minutes.
For food, though?
Eh.
Right.
I mean, there might be like, you know, I don't know whether Hell Knights put money in their turkey carcasses for good luck before they eat.
We don't know that.
Let's just look behind.
Hey, you guys ready to go into the big scary door?
It's not just a regular old door.
The big scary door.
How about we pray?
And then we're gonna walk in, and then there's gonna be some grotesque demon there, and then Kenny's gonna say, "See you next week."
How about instead we let Doreen pray for 10 minutes while we search the turkeys for 10 minutes?
All right, turkey prayers. Got it.
I'm just gonna be day drinking.
Yeah,
day drinking.
You managed to put together 8 rations of what food has not gone bad.
Nice.
Okay.
As well as finding a silver dagger.
Also low quality.
Meanwhile, Doreen's throwing back white claws like it's going out of style.
He is chaotic. Gotta drink the claws.
That's why he has no laws. You can't be lawful.
Right, you can't be lawful.
You can't be lawful clawful. It's not an alignment. Clawful good.
That was an excellent right. high five.
I liked it. So you guys want to head into the next room?
Big scary door.
Yep, hit it.
All right, so you open that door.
Wait, which side are we going in? I see two doors.
I was going to assume the northern door.
Well, it's split up and going from different doors.
Oh, pincer.
Classic pincer move.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that room you don't
that
know
way,
actually
that way I
connect.
Could do a heal or a negative energy explosion if I panic and see a bunch of spiders.
Yeah, Doreen wouldn't know because he was too busy getting stabbed by his master during training.
All right, so you guys learn. Go through the northern door where you are.
Yeah.
All right, you open the door.
Was this one also
this,
hidden? Sorry.
The flagstones of this irregularly shaped room are all painted entirely black. There is a sunken arena in the middle. The edges are painted deep crimson, and an ominous crimson pentagram fills the center. You can see standing within that pentagram is a handsome young man with dark hair in black matte full plate. He is wielding a great sword that looks of pristine quality as if passed down from generation to generation. And Doreen in particular recognizes this man as Alec,
the smug asshole.
And
so
you
if
see
we if he kills Doreen, we just get Alec, right?
And you see here. Him in a pitched battle with an imp. So as you open the door and move in, he knocks the imp back, twirls his greatsword around, and brings it down through the chest of the imp, which fades away in magical light. And he looks up at you, says, "Well, welcome. Time to join the party," as he turns around and three more imps join the fray. We'll see you next week.
Caught it!
As Elbow's crying out, he has like...